What's up? It's Delaney, and I'd love to invite you to become an honorary co-host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Do you want to pick episode topics and guests? Done. Want to surprise your loved ones with shout-outs on the show for a birthday, project launch, a much-needed divorce? Whatever you're up to, would love to be a part of the celebration. Get your favorite and least favorite quotes featured on the podcast, submit questions for our special guests, and find lots more new features and surprises at patreon.com/selfhelpless. You'll also get added to our Patreon Insider email list to easily redeem rewards via a quick email reply. Because we know hanging out on Patreon isn't everyone's thing. You can also opt out of emails if you prefer to be a silent supporter of the show. And don't worry, we do not Scrooge McDuck these contributions. 100% of proceeds go directly to operating expenses that make this weekly podcast possible and available to all. Learn more at patreon.com/selfhelpless or simply click the link in this episode's description. Thank you for helping me fill the void of being the last standing host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Thank you so much.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Self-Helpless podcast. I'm Delaney Fisher, and we have such a fun guest today. Lucy Sherman is here, and Lucy is an EMDR therapist, and she uses all these different like creative modalities in her therapy practice, collage, oracle decks, art, magazines, books, all this really cool stuff. She also is the host of the Therapy Magic podcast and owns her own practice based in Portland. And today, Lucy is guiding me through some of the exercises that she uses with oracle decks for herself in her own kind of self-care rituals, but also with her clients to help them talk about and process and heal different traumas and all of that. So this was so much fun. I also like got really deep. I didn't realize how deep you could really get with oracle cards and using them as different prompts and all of that. I love oracle decks. I've been using them for years now. I really like them. They've become kind of a tool for me to use for meditation in a way where I have a really hard time just sitting down for 20 minutes to journal or meditate or whatever. Like I just never actually do it, but I get so excited to pull an oracle card. And then 20, 30, 40 minutes sometimes goes by after, and I have meditated, I've journaled, I've read, I've done like breathing exercises, I've reflected on things, I've planned things. And it, to me, it's just such a fun way to do all of that because I guess I need kind of like a mindset hack in order to get me to kind of like take a pause from my day and reflect, but I can't really do it the other way around. I can't just tell myself, okay, now journal for 20 minutes. So if you are like that, then and you haven't tried an oracle deck before, this might be a really great time to try that if you're kind of resonating with any of that. So I love it. I think pulling an oracle card is such a fun way to kind of infuse like ordinary kind of magic or everyday magic into your day because there's kind of this uncertainty and excitement about what card you're going to pull or pick. It's usually has like some beautiful art on it, which is really fun to look at. And there's a guidebook often that goes with it. So you can kind of read about the card. And I just like to think about the artist and, whoever created this card deck. It's just like, you know, they can be such small cards into a small box, but it's jam packed full of creativity. And I think if you want to get a little woo woo about that, like all that creativity that's packed into such a small container and box. I think you just really feel that and absorb that when you are going through this person's work. And I think, yeah, I just love everything about it. So Lucy's going to explain, by the way, like what an Oracle deck is, how it, you know, differs from other things, but some tools that you can grab if you want to kind of go through these exercises with us. If you don't have an Oracle deck, you can grab a book, magazine, just pen and paper, pencils, color, you know, crayons, whatever you want to pull. There's a drawing exercise that Lucy kind of guides me through, but also just a lot of things where you can kind of, you know, if you want to flip a book open to a random page and see what comes up for you. So anything like that, just use what you have, but I really recommend going through these exercises to see what comes up for you. It was really, really cool. And I just want to give one of my amazing clients a shout out, Ren McMurdo Brignac, who is the creator of Dark Days Tarot. She is a tarot reader, a deck creator, and just an incredible artist. And I'm going to be using the Mother Tarot deck that she has created for every single exercise that Lucy is guiding me through today. And I'm also going to be showing the cards as I do that. So if you also want to take a peek at this episode on YouTube, or maybe you have the Mother Tarot deck yourself, because it is a very popular deck, then pull that out and you'll know exactly what cards I'm pulling up as well. Okay. I think I've covered everything. Oh, before I forget, I'll plug my other podcast. If you want to come over to DelaneyFisher.com, I do have another podcast. It is a private show, but it's completely free. You can sign up on my website. And we are talking all about unconventional career paths and career growth and pivots and all that good shit over there. Whether you own a business, you have a day job, you do a mix of both, you're an artist, you like to invest, whatever it is, I'd love to have you over there. I also interview really amazing people who have really cool careers that you would never think that they could make money doing those things, or that it would all work so cohesively. So you can find all that at DelaneyFisher.com. And alrighty, here is Lucy Sherman. Lucy, I am so excited to have you here today. Thank you for being here.
Oh, it is such an honor, Delaney. I'm so happy to be here.
Yay! Oracle decks are my jam. I am so excited about this topic. It sounds like they're your jam too.
Totally.
But before we get into all of that, I would love to know if you have a favorite or least favorite quote to kick off the episode.
I do. And it feels like a great one to kick off the episode. It's, you can't use up creativity. The more you use, the more you have. Maya Angelou.
Oh my gosh. How have I never heard that quote? That is so fucking true.
I love it.
So good.
I know.
Wow. Yeah. I resonate with that so much, because that is truly how my brain works. I have one idea and then I build off of that. It creates 100 more ideas. Wow. Yes. What a great quote for this episode. Thank you.
And that just that kind of, yeah, there's such low stakes, and the more you just create, the more, yeah, you can just continue to notice what comes from that. And yes. I love that. And I feel that almost with cards too, that kind of just, oh, have an idea, curiosity with the card, and then where does that go? And really, there's no right or wrong. So yeah, love that.
Oh, that's so beautiful. I think that's also such a great quote for people who can often get discouraged if they feel like they had an idea and then they saw somebody else do a similar idea. Yeah. And they might get discouraged to like create more. And I think that's so beautiful. It's like, no, there's endless amount of creativity. You are like infinite, you know, full of creativity. And I love that quote. And by the way, your voice is so soothing. It is so magical. It sounds like you could have a million guided meditations. It sounds like you would crush it at ASMR. I already feel so relaxed chatting with you.
I'm so excited for today with you. And that is just such a treat to hear too. Thank you for those sweet comments.
Yes, of course. So can we kind of just start, Lucy, with what are Oracle cards exactly, if somebody's never heard of them before?
Totally. Yeah. So there isn't necessarily a certain structure to it. That's different than some other cards that you might hear of, maybe like tarot. And so it really is dependent on the artist and the creator of the cards. But essentially, it's an image on a card and some kind of words on a card. And it really depends. Sometimes it's just image, sometimes it's just words. And they're really wonderful for projective tools. So it's really about like, how do you interpret the card as the person pulling? And usually there's at least 30, 35, sometimes more. And you're just, there's the option to go through and find what you like or and resonates, or there's an option to just pull at random. But either way, they can be so powerful because it brings up what's coming up for you. So it's your interpretation, your experience, your association, and it's just endless. So I'm so excited to share about them.
Oh gosh, I love that. I mean, people heard me talk about in the intro the way that I use them and why I love them. But for me, a big part of it is I really have a hard time just like sitting down and journaling or sitting down to meditate, but I have no problem sitting down to pull a card because it excites me. And then cut to 20 to 30 minutes later, I've meditated, I've journaled, I took deep breaths. It for me just feels like this really exciting, almost like mindset hack that gets me to like take a break in my day and enjoy the moment and reflect and see like what is coming up. So I love these. I use them almost every day. The days that I don't, it's probably just I forgot that day or something happened. But yeah, I'm really like passionate about the power that just like one simple card can have on your, the way that you feel everything about that day. So I'm just curious to know, how do you use Oracle decks in your therapy practice or like with any self-care rituals that you may have?
Yeah. So in therapy, I love using them as the beginning of session kind of prompt. So we'll either, whether it's for grounding and together, we're just kind of creating the space and kind of connecting, like, where are we at and what do we need to explore together? But that can be first just as simple as pulling a card, noticing your initial response to the card, noticing what sticks out, what doesn't, and going from there. It can also be super powerful when exploring like, where are we now and where do we want to go in our work together? And so almost that kind of giving us some guidance on what is something that feels like a main focus that we really want to spend our time with, whether that's like from now to the end of the session or maybe now and then in 3 months from now. All of that can just be so powerful in what is present and then what is kind of this like intention and goal for our time together. I also love using it for like that kind of, if we need to explore what is something that's kind of feeling a little more activated and a little harder. And that might be like, let's really spend some time with that. And then something that can, you can continue to bring in from that kind of like protective or resource, like that kind of pulling a card also for, if this gets too activating or we're getting too into deep trauma, let's explore what it's like to find something to regulate. And with all of that, it's just such low stakes. It's as simple as you pull a card, you don't like a card, you put it back. There's so much choice in there. And there's also such a way to build intention and intuition. So a lot of my clients are trying to connect more like, how do I trust myself more after these really hard things have happened? And I find that just more and more like, oh, this card can be validating and this card can also be a way of expression and a way to connect with where I'm really at. And then that like more and more building like, oh, this is the way I feel when I notice this is happening or this is where I feel it in my body or whatever. So it's just like so powerful as far as that therapy side. And then on the other end with my own practice, I use them every day as well. And it's so sweet to hear that you do as well. But there's something about like, even just in the morning, it can be as fast as pulling a card for just like, what do I need to know today? What is the energy of the day? What is just the card for the day? And then also it can be way more deeper exploration. I'll journal a lot and then create questions off of the journaling and then ask the card. So it really can go really fast, 1 minute, or it can be like hours. So, and to explore, but always it just brings a way of like, oh, this is a way to organize. Oh, this is a way to continue to come back to this imagery that can just help me. So yeah, I'll even do it between sessions sometimes if I just need a little like, oh, let's do a little reset, and I can do that as well. And it's super powerful.
Oh, that's awesome. I'd imagine, especially in your line of work, that you have people come to you who have probably never talked about some of these traumatic events out loud before, and having a tool like pulling a card or being drawn to a specific card can help them maybe ease into a really challenging conversation and, you know, maybe just have a nice intro into that. So that's really cool that you use that and so many other creative expression tools that you do, like collage and different art and magazines. Like, I think the way that you incorporate creativity is so freaking cool, and, professionally and personally. So I'm so excited for what we're about to do. So Lucy is about to guide me through seven different exercises that involve pulling a card. However, she gave me some really hot tips. If you do not have an Oracle deck, with you or in front of you or at your home, you can grab a book or magazine, something with images on it, or just pen, paper, pencil, crayons, whatever you got, right?
Anything. Like, yes. You can imagine it too. Or if you're just on a walk with your dog or something.
Yeah. Perfect. Like anything that you kind of like maybe can flip to randomly and see what jumps out. So grab whatever you have with you. If you are driving, either park the car or do this later. And yes. I'm just really excited. So Lucy, I'm going to kick it over to you and we will begin. And I'm just going to be doing whatever you tell me to do.
Lovely. Oh, wonderful. So I love these because a lot of them are just really simple. It can just be just very short. And then it also could be, a lot longer and could get really in depth. So it's wherever you want to go with it. And also at whatever comfort level. So maybe some of these prompts too, you're just like, oh, actually, I don't want to do this if you're at home or something. And that's totally, welcome to you. It's just all about you and your experience of it. So the first one is just very simple, pulling one card, and this is one card randomly. Okay. And you're just going to pull based on what am I feeling right now?
Okay. So I'm just going to pull a card at random. I'm not going to look at the picture or anything like that. Right. Oh, by the way, I have to tell you, I am using one of my fabulous clients, Oracle deck, Ren McMurdo Brignac, who is the creator of Dark Days Tarot. And I am using her mother tarot deck. So that's what you'll be seeing if you're tuning in on YouTube. So, okay. All right. I'm going to pull a card at random. And then I just tell you what feelings are coming up, Lucy.
Yeah. And okay. It can just be your first initial response.
Oh, this is interesting. This card, it says the O Fool. And it looks like a woman giving birth. And I'm trying. Yeah, that's so interesting. It's such a beautiful piece of art. It's like this like woman who is kind of like this, what do you call it? She's like part of the sky. I can't think of the name that I'm thinking of. That's a really cool piece. So I would say the initial feeling that comes up for me is kind of like the birth of a new chapter or idea or project. That's kind of where my head goes. It's not really a feeling, but this feeling of I'm excited about some new beginnings that are happening in my space. I'm also a little bit nervous about them. And so I think it's interesting that this card in particular has kind of this mix of light and dark color to it, because that's kind of how I feel about what's next for me in my career anyway. This like really like potent excitement, but a little bit of just kind of dull anxiety that surrounds that excitement. So that's what comes up for me. Anything else with
beautiful.
this?
I appreciate you sharing. Is there anything that doesn't quite resonate for you? Like a certain part of the card that for where you're at right now, it almost is like, oof, I don't love looking at that one particular.
This is, well, the fact that this person or this, you know, person's giving birth, initially it's like, I don't want to do that. Right? Like, I was like, I don't want to birth a baby. I've decided not to have children. And so my initial thought was like, I feel very like content with my choice to not do that. And so that's kind of what initially came up. And then I think my brain tried to think of a different, maybe more digestible thing I can tell you that wasn't maybe initial, like, oh, I don't want that.
Yeah. Birthing ideas, birthing creativity, going back to the quote. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, so I would say that is what maybe doesn't resonate.
Yeah. Anything that you feel in your body right now, anything internally that comes up when you look at this card? Mm-hmm. Any area, more heady, more hearty.
I feel like a little bit of tightness in my chest. Mm-hmm. Like that's what I kind of notice right now. So maybe a little bit of tension or anxiety kind of there. But yeah, I would say that's kind of what I notice. Mm-hmm. And my dog is currently like laying on my back on this chair. So I'm probably like trying not to crush it as well. That's probably part of it. But yeah, I would say that's what I'm feeling in the moment while looking at this.
Oh, I appreciate you sharing. Is there any place that you want to put that card right now? If it was to be closer to you, further away, or back in the deck?
I think I'm going to put it right next to me. So I think I'll probably like line up all the cards I end up picking and maybe even read more about them after the episode.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Great. And now we can, go to the next prompt. But I just love to, with the, what am I feeling? There was such depth to what you shared. There's so many variations and everyone have such a different experience with where they're at right now. And so it's really amazing to just see what can come up that way. And so the next one is, I love this one for just in the beginning of the day. Maybe there's a couple things that are coming up in the day that you are a little nervous about or feels new, maybe new ideas kind of coming into fruition, but that there's the prompt, you just look for one card. And this one, you're actually going to look at all your cards and you're going to find one card that is going to be your aid for today. So aid for any sticky situations coming up.
Okay. For the day. This is like a card that I can kind of keep coming back to throughout the day. If I'm kind of like almost like a grounding card throughout the day. Is that?
Yeah, that is great. Yeah, absolutely. It can be a grounding. It can also be just something like maybe the imagery in itself is like, oh yeah, that's how I would handle that situation or something. So it's just whatever you want to do with it. But that kind of, this is going to be my pal for today. I'm going to be able to keep coming back to this, keep thinking about this. Yeah, whatever.
I love it. Okay, so I'm going to start looking at all my cards. So you guys, if you hear some shuffling, that's what I'm doing. By the way, you have to look at how beautiful this deck is. It's got gold trim on the sides. It's just stunning. Okay.
Oh, I want to get it.
It's so great. Okay, I'm going to look at, there's so many that I feel drawn to. Let's see. Okay, this one, for some reason, it's like one of the more simple designs, I would say, but maybe that's why I'm drawn to it right now. It's kind of a little, it's like a florally, some colors like oranges, pinks, kind of more like muted, and it's not of a person, which a lot of the imagery in this deck is a person. So I'm wondering, this to me just feels like, I don't know. This feels kind of soothing to me and grounding. Like there's not necessarily maybe like one particular focal point in it. It's just kind of there. All of it's just kind of there, spread out. I don't know. This just makes me feel like my brain doesn't have to focus on any one thing. It can just kind of look at this holistically.
Lovely.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, is so maybe just thinking about like future self and maybe 5 hours or something, and maybe if there is anything coming up that like, oh, that might bring up just a little bit of anxiety or something. Is there any way that you could imagine that card, yeah, being a support for you in that moment?
Yes, I like how there's so many different flowers surrounding this image. They're all different shapes and sizes, and some of them have different detail on them. But I like the fact that they are all the same color. And to me, that feels like even if they're different shapes and sizes, they're coming from the same source. So to me, that feels like if I reflected on myself, that all of my ideas that I have across the board that I might come up with, they can be cohesive, even if they're different shapes, sizes, ideas across different projects, industries, whatever. Somehow there is still like a coming together of those things. And that I think is what makes me feel like at peace looking at this. I feel like a lot right now has happened in this week regarding career opportunities and things like that. So I think that's why my mind is really going a lot to that. That's what it really feels like for me with looking at this card. I'm so curious to know what other people are pulling right now and what feelings are coming up for them. But like you said, it would be so interesting to know, like, if somebody else looked at this exact same card, what would their interpretation be, or what would it bring up for them? I think that's such a cool thing that you get to do in your line of work, is see how people react differently to similar images.
Absolutely. Yeah, it makes it so fun too. Yeah, there's just such spontaneity to it. And yeah, everyone just in their different experience and the different way they respond. But I love that. Yeah. And it just came really clearly for you, and that kind of piece of, oh, yeah, that's just, although they're different forms and everything, that kind of same color. And there's almost, it almost like a little bit of trust there of like, oh, okay, if they're all the same, then like I can kind of, I've done this before, this is there. And yeah, and like I could potentially find support.
Yes. Anything else with
Oh.
this card, Lucy? Anything else to notice or anything like that?
I think that's it right now. And then we can, if we notice we want to come back to it, or if it's like on your table and it just continues to draw you, or maybe even in the future prompts, if that feels like a grounding one to even come back to as well, if something feels like a little more activating, then yeah, we can just use it in real time.
Okay, awesome.
Lovely.
Love
Oh,
it.
okay. This one is very fun. This one feels this next prompt feels very helpful for creative blocks. It can be really
Ooh.
helpful for just getting out of your head a little bit. And so this one is, you're gonna pick at random one card, and if this card was a question or a creative prompt, what would it be?
Oh. I'll try to do both. Okay.
Ooh,
I'm
fun.
gonna pick a card. Ooh, I got the Three of Cups. Looks like there's some mermaids, mermen, merpeople on here. Very cool. Okay, so one, if this was a question, huh? I think what comes up for me immediately, just because there's three of them, is just like how are your friendships feeling? Because there's, it's a community of mermaids happening here. So yeah, I think that's where my thought goes, and I feel like very grateful with my relationships, like all across the board, professional and personal relationships. So I think that question comes up for me is like community. How does that feel? Is there anything that you want to be doing? Or are there new relationships that you want to form? That kind of a thing. And then, if this had to be a creative prompt, I feel like I'd have to prompt myself with something along the lines of water, because they're in the ocean. So maybe how I could incorporate, I don't know, maybe like what water has meant to me. That sounds so silly. Maybe like simple, but what are the ways that I, the various ways that I enjoy water, whether it's sitting in a bath, I don't know, drinking it, swimming, going in a hot tub. I don't know. That's all I can really think of for a creative prompt. I think what's coming up for me is my mind is so full of creative prompts or creative ideas that I almost need to not prompt myself. I think that's why I feel like I feel blocked with that part, because in reality, I don't feel creatively blocked, mm-hmm. but I imagine for somebody who is in that moment, and I've been there many times, if you are blocked, this is a nice way to ask yourself a question that you wouldn't have asked yourself. But I think, right now I'm like exhausted by all my creativity. I'll just kind of fall back on friendships, community.
Wonderful. You went both places though, and that even though with that kind of full with creative prompts and creativities, that even still there was something that came. That creativity continues.
That's right. Hey, I want an A+ on this assignment, Lucy. I gotta do extra an A+. Credit, you know? Yes.
There's no right or wrong, no grading, but if there was, you would be acing it all. Yes. Oh, lovely. Any part of just as far as a question for the card, like if you were to ask that card a question, is there anything that comes up?
Ooh, if I asked this card a question, nothing is really, it's so weird. I'm like looking at the fact that there's fish on this card. My last name is Fisher. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, my question, I'm getting real right now. This question is about my last name and the question would be, is my husband truly okay that I did not change my last name when we got married? That will be the question of this
there's
card.
There's a question for that.
That's card. Weird. Didn't see that question coming. How weird is that? Oh. That is crazy. Okay, well, I'll have to ask him later how he's feeling about
that. Have him also look at the card and see what questions.
Babe, what's
come
coming up for you? Any hidden meanings in this?
Another one that just came up when looking at that card, is there any part of that card that somehow represents you? If there was one part of that card that represented you?
That is a good question. Oh, man. I honestly feel like the very bottom thing, which is like this little pink cloud that all this shit is coming out of. Yeah. Again, that feels like my brain and all of the different ideas and projects and everything just flowing out, swimming in different directions, different shapes, different everything. So that's how I feel in this moment. I've never used an Oracle deck like this. I got to say, this is really cool, Lucy, the way that you can pull this out of people. This is really cool.
Yay. Awesome. Yeah. And it can totally work with any imagery deck. So tarot, Oracle, anything, and the books. Yeah. Like we talked about, but it's just amazing that way. It's just what our brains and that association. And then a lot of and especially when it comes up with trauma too, that kind of piece of, what is there that kind of needs a question, or how can this be expressed, that kind of thing. So lovely. Yeah. Wonderful. Yes.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
So the next one is this one's a four card. We're getting a little bit bigger with our card pulls.
Oh, it's getting hot now.
It's getting hot. So this one is, you're going to actually go and similarly that finding it. So you're going to look at all the cards and you're going to choose four cards to create an internal self-portrait. So if these cards were a self-portrait, what would they, what cards would you choose?
Okay. So I'm looking at the images in my deck and I'm picking four cards that like remind me or resonate with me, like remind me of some version of myself or just resonate with me for whatever reason. And then we can kind of figure out why. Okay.
I'm just kind of whatever, like, oh,
this is cool. There's some interesting ones. I'm so curious what people are pulling for themselves right now. That's so freaking cool. Oh. Okay. This is fascinating. It's really weird how it's almost like a knee-jerk reaction when you know a card resonates with you. Like I'll be like, and then all of a sudden I'm like, I know for a fact that this is a card I need right now.
Gotta get
some woo-woo in it.
Yes. And sometimes it's like, I have no idea why, but this is just pulling me.
Yes.
And that kind of just, and there's something also about just following those whims. And a lot of time when, there's like anxiety or heaviness, it can be hard to follow the whims. And so there's a way to also, the world gets better if I can just start to follow what's coming up, or why is that? And that kind of bringing curiosity versus like fear. And so,
I love that, like that pulling cards or just like trusting that that's the card that you want does strengthen your like trust in yourself, your intuition, and how that will translate to other decisions you make that day or things in your life. That is so cool. I've never thought about that before, because I have been using cards like this for a few years now. And that makes a lot of sense with how I make decisions now. Mm-hmm. I just know it's the right decision. And then I go for it. And it feels very similar to when I know like, okay, this is the card I need to read about or look at or whatever. God, I love that. Yeah. And I used to pull, I think they're called rune stones or something. Mm. I used to pull that. Those every morning with my mom as a kid, and I loved it. So that was like my first introduction to like setting an intention with a, physical object or anything like that. Okay. I think I have my cards, Lucy, and I don't exactly know yet why I am attracted to all of them, but I'm sure something will come up.
Yes.
There's one that I know pretty much right away. Okay. Which one should I start with? Does it matter?
No, if you want, you can even do a random. You could close your eyes and choose one at random of the ones that
goodness.
You just...
Yeah. Okay. Whew. Okay. So, oh my goodness. Okay. So this one to me is so powerful and striking. And what I feel like this looks like for me, it's the, I don't know what that says, the Hierophant. It's like this giant cloud. And then there's two like flying mermaids on either side. And immediately I felt connected. It's a connection kind of to this podcast. The fact that, we started with three hosts, myself, Kelsey, and Taylor. And they went, what I feel like full steam ahead into their dream career, and it requires a lot of visibility on their part. Like they had to go full steam ahead into a lot of visibility to do the thing that they want to do. And then, so those are the two mermaids on the side. And then I'm this like cloud that feels like it slowly faded into the background. And to me, that feels like I have such a fear of visibility that I almost had to figure out all of these steps to take steps back and figure out what I wanted to do or what I could do without that visibility, because it just doesn't suit me. It doesn't feel good for me. It doesn't feel comfortable for me. And so I feel like kind of the cloud that's in the background, and there's so many layers of like protective barriers to that cloud, where it's like, yeah, one of those layers could be the fact that I left comedy and then I left social media and I made my business podcast private. Like all of these layers of like, what do I need in order to feel like safe or protected or comfortable to show up to do the work that I enjoy? And the fact that that can look like a flying mermaid in the, you know, front and center, or it can look like kind of a cloud in the background. I think all of it is cool and beautiful, and it works in this image. So that's
so much that you just pulled from that.
Yeah, that's, it's so weird. It's so weird that your brain can make those connections, but that was my initial thought. Like without even a thought, that's exactly how I felt when I looked at it.
Yeah. Oh. Right. Is there in that image, is there anything that you haven't noticed yet in that image? So maybe just laser focus, noticing if there's any detail that all of a sudden kind of appears to you.
Oh, there is a little moon at the top left corner. Little tiny moon. Aww. Super cute. I did not notice that before. So that's a new detail that I'm looking at now.
What is that like to notice?
I think it's just like a fun little surprise. like, oh, how was I looking at this and didn't notice that cute little moon? That's really all that comes up. It's like, what a cute little surprise.
Yeah, I love a surprise moon. It's the best kind. Cute.
Yay. Yes.
Anything that you feel internally when you look at that card?
I feel like it's all good. Like no matter what your approach is to the life that you want or the career that you want or anything, like it all paints the same picture. It like all works together. Even if you're doing different things, like everybody can coexist in one painting.
Love it.
Damn, this is some deep shit. Lucy, this is some deep shit.
And you're doing it. It's amazing. I just get to be just in awe of you. It's so fun.
Oh my goodness.
I love seeing your exploration. If that was if there was a title to that card, what would it be? If there was like one word to go with that card for you.
Oh. Gosh, one word. I feel like just the word that comes up is just power for this card for me. Yeah.
Beautiful.
That's like all of it is powerful. Like all the flying mermaids, the clouds, the birds, the trees in it, that little cute moon surprise, like all of it has unique power and gifts. And that's kind of what it looks like to me. Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah. Which one is drawing you next now?
Okay. Oh my goodness. Okay. This one, this is the Four of Swords, and it's looks like this kind of woman amongst like four different trees that are kind of collapsing on her. And to be honest, this is how I feel when I am stuck in indecision. Like there's so many different options. It feels crushing to me when I don't know exactly where I want to go next. I'm like really stuck in that state of too many possibilities, too many ideas, too many interests. My mind is spiraling. That's what this feels like. It's just like crushing almost. But it's beautiful things that are crushing this person. That's I think another big part is like the trees are beautiful, the flowers, the water, but this person does not look comfortable to me. Maybe that's not what this card wasn't the intention, but it looks like they're struggling. And that's where my mind has sat for several months or longer, just like this past calendar year. And I feel like I'm finally out of that and coming out of that. So that feels really good. But this feels like a very recent past me. And that kind of visibility piece kind of feels like past and present me. the cloud and mermaid card. That feels like a combination of where I am now and where I was still. There's like a lot of layers to it, but this one feels like more in the background for me, which I'm really grateful for because it's hard when you have that like crushing anxiety indecision and you're stuck in it. And even though you're trying to get your way out, you still kind of feel that underlying like dull, shitty feeling, really.
When looking at that card and just kind of seeing the facing down part, is there anything almost as if that card was to continue, what would you want to put and to kind of continue that card in front of you?
Okay. Well, right now the kind of the bottom of it looks like maybe leaves, but almost looks like it could be thorns. Mm. And so to me, if I'm putting myself in that space, it's like if the card kept going downward, it would just be kind of like a bed of thorns. Like maybe the top kind of looks beautiful, but like this person is struggling. And it seems like there is an easy way out. Like this person could walk through any of these trees and leave, but for some reason they don't maybe know that they can leave. They really feel trapped, even though like if you're looking at this card, especially if you're like tuning in on YouTube or something, you know, that person could leave through any of those pathways, but feels like they can't. And that's to me what indecision feels like. Like I know there's a way out and I know that I'm not seeing something, but it doesn't make me see it faster.
What would you want to be there if there was something with that?
Ooh, like a nice cushy bed.
Or some cloud.
No. Yeah, some kind of bitchin' cloud. Like the cloud that I looked like in the first picture. If that guy was underneath and this lady was floating on that, that would be nice. Yeah. Or like I think just a big old plush bed of some kind. That sounds great.
Wonderful. Yeah. What about the next one? What's coming up?
So this one is the Two of Wands, and it's this woman with purple hair sitting on a field, kind of like looking into the distance. I love this because to me, this brings up a lot of unknown, but like an exciting part of the unknown, a little like uncertainty of where things might end up, but in a very positive way. Like there's some new things happening, but she doesn't exactly know where it's going to take her. And I love the fact that there's so many hills in front of her because we can't really see what's in the valleys or over the hill. And that's kind of how I feel. Like I don't know what kind of highs and lows are coming, but it looks like a pretty fun ride. That's what it looks like.
Lovely.
Oh, so there's the card.
Wonderful. How does that one feel to actually look at that one?
This feels good. It feels like promising. It feels exciting. Just kind of like, like electric. That's what it feels like, I would say. Yes.
This is a random one and absolutely fine if nothing comes up, but is there a song that would go with that one for you?
Oh my gosh. What a good question. Like, I guess I think Tom Petty popped in my head. I won't back down. I won't back down. And stand my ground. There you go. There
Beautiful.
You go.
Adore That's it. Wonderful.
Wow. Gotta love a good Tom Petty song. There it is. Yes. Not what I would have paired with this picture if I was thinking in my like, you know, logical brain head.
Yeah. Wonderful. Hopefully we can go to the next one now.
Okay. So this one is the Four of Pentacles. It is kind of somebody who I feel like could look like me a little bit. I think that's maybe why I was drawn to her. And it's like this woman kind of like brown or brown blondish hair. And there's like four different parts of her in this kind of like cross shape or something. I love this because this feels like the fullest expression of me. Like, this is what I want to feel like, and this is where I feel like I'm headed. I'm not there quite yet, but this is how I want to feel. And that's what drew me to this card. Like, this is what I want for some reason. It's like four of these sides, four different sides of this person are working together in one cohesive pattern. She's not limited to just one of her. She can be all of her, all the different sides. And there's a lot of like cool things that are coming out of each side, but they're all the same pattern. And I love that. Cause like that's, I truly crave like trying to make all of my ideas and business ideas and projects and like all of that. I really want to make that cohesive in a way that makes sense for me. And kind of like, I want to develop different containers for each part of myself to give, like, to, you know, channel all my ideas into, you know, like that's kind of how I feel. So, yeah, that's what's coming up for this card. I feel like this is, it's interesting. I feel like, yeah, one of these cards is kind of like how I used to feel, a little bit of how I feel now. One is how I used to feel. One is how I feel now. And one is how I really want to feel soon. And I'm hopeful that I will.
If you were to look in, yeah, just that very center, is there anything that you would imagine kind of that center, if there's a word or other image with that very center of it?
Yeah, the word that comes up for me is heart, because the very center of this, kind of like a pinky purpley color, heart-centered, like I just need to get more into my heart and get out of my head more. And wherever that leads me, I think this will be how I feel.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Lee, what is it like? Yeah, now to just see all of your cards together. Is there anything? And it could be if there was one word that connected with all the cards, almost as if each, like they're all, yeah, one card almost. What comes up?
Goodness. Oh, they're all so different, but you know, they're different, but they are cohesive. A lot of the same colors that I've drawn to. There's mermaids in two of them. There's some painful things in a couple of them. I don't know. It kind of feels like beautiful ups and downs is kind of what I'm looking at, is what it feels like. Nothing is, nothing specific is popping out. It's just like all of it's pieced together, you know, telling a story.
Wonderful. Beautiful ups and downs.
Lovely. Yeah.
Yeah. You could write a song. I feel like, that
watch out, John Petty. I mean, can't really watch out. You are no longer with us. But you know. Yes. But yes. Yes. I'll write that song, baby.
Yes.
That's actually on that's on my list. I have a bucket list of projects that I want to do in my lifetime. And one of them is write a song, whether I write a song with somebody or I take a class and learn how to write a song, or I just do it and record it on my phone. I have no idea, but that's funny that you mentioned that.
Oh, amazing. You just use a card for each verse.
Yes, exactly. This deck may help me write that song. Yeah. You never know.
Oh, wonderful.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
We can go to the next prompt. This one is a drawing one, if you're up for it.
Ooh, yes. Okay, awesome. So what am I about to draw here?
Lovely. You are going to draw an image gift. It's essentially a gift for your younger self. And this can be lined, shape, and color, just drawing anything for your younger self and what you'd want your younger self to see.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Okay. My younger self, what am I gifting it?
And it can be very literal, abstract. There's no right or wrong. Again, it's just all about your own expression.
Okay, now I'm literally thinking I just drew a Care Bear on accident.
Oh.
Don't they have design? I drew a teddy bear with a heart on it. I'm like, wait a minute. Don't they have designs on their bellies? Oh, that's so funny. It's so funny because I was not a big Care Bear person. I didn't really watch that show. I didn't really have Care Bears. That's really funny that I drew that. Well, that's what came up, a teddy bear with a heart on it.
Lovely. Is there any message that goes with it and kind of that you'd want to go with that drawing for a gift for your younger self?
I feel like it's something that she can take with her anywhere. As a child of divorce, you're always kind of moving around from one place to the next. And for me, it's like, I never, you know, I had things that I liked at my dad's house, things I liked at my mom's, you know, all that kind of stuff. So maybe this is just kind of like something that you can keep with you no matter where you are, whether it's in your backpack at school, you could take it back and forth. Not that my parents didn't allow me to take shit back and forth, but that's what's kind of coming up. Just disclaimer. They let me do whatever I want with stuff.
Happy mom.
Yes.
Shout out.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. But yeah, that's all I can think of. It's just, yeah, something that you can kind of carry around that might give you comfort or feel like less lonely in that back and forth type of feeling. Yeah. And I was an only child until I was 11 or 12. And that's when, my first sibling was born. So yeah, I was alone, you know, with my thoughts a lot as a kid. I had cousins who awesome, like, but nobody in my house besides my parents or my home besides my parents, that I, you know, was attached at the hip to playing all the time, that kind of stuff. So maybe that's part of it. It's like a little friend you can bring with you. There you go.
Oh, what is it like to imagine her receiving that from you?
Oh, I mean, she seems excited, appreciative. Yeah, my God, it's weird to like imagine you, your present self, actually giving a physical gift to your, you know, past self. Yeah, and it's the version of me that pops up, I think, is like, I would say it's like 9 or 10, maybe. And that surprises me because I thought that an image of me way younger would pop up for a teddy bear gift, but it was actually like a little bit older, a little bit like almost growing out of teddy bears potentially gift, you know? So yeah, maybe a 9 or 10 year old version of me gifting this. And she's probably like, what the fuck am I going to do with a Care Bear? But no, she seems like excited and appreciative. Like that was the first thought that came into my head.
Oh, maybe there's a little, yeah, just more messaging with that kind of 9 or 10 year old
Yes. Teacher
that kind of came up. Sometimes that just will highlight a little like, oh, maybe they need a little bit of extra, yeah, support or love.
Oh, that's so interesting. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of like what happened like 9 or 10, where was I? Let's see. My dad had recently married my stepmom. So like new phase, new family being formed. So that was happening around when I was about 9. Gosh, I'm sure more would come up if I really thought about it, but yeah, that comes to mind.
Yeah, it can be interesting. Just, yeah, what will arise and then almost creating a little bit of like a dialogue between yourself now and with your younger self and then what your younger self would say to you now and all that you are and everything. It just can be this one little thing can kind of bring that up and just that tenderness. So, yeah. How did that feel to do that? What was that like for you?
Good. I mean, let me really think about how it felt. Little uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Little weird. Yeah. Hey. Because I don't really think about I know that there's a lot of inner child work stuff out there, mm-hmm. but I don't do a lot of it. Mm-hmm. I kind of avoid that part of the work. Yeah. So it is really weird to think about, like, picturing what was going on when I was 9. What about 8 or 5? Or, you know, it's like, I don't really go back that far. But yeah, it's helpful to do something like this, because it does put you like it, it makes it easier to share when you're sharing about an image. It almost like feels like a protective barrier. Like, I'm not just sharing person to person about this that's just coming up for me, or like not organically, but that I wanted to bring to you to talk about. Mm-hmm. It's like there's a kind of image in between us, and it almost feels like safer to share about stuff.
Yeah.
It's really interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I totally, understand that. And that kind of just like, similarly, if you just need to like, oh, actually, I'm just going to like pop in, give you that Care Bear, and then pop out and we're good. But yes. That kind of like at whatever level feels okay for you with it. And it isn't just like, let's dig deep into all the history. It's just like any little, like a little pop in, or maybe it's not the time yet, and all of that's okay. But starting with that, like, what would be a gift, and just kind of imagining that younger self.
It is cool. It's like, well, it's almost like, it's like, well, I'm talking about this bear that I was told to draw, you know, it almost feels like this is about the bear and whatever, but it is coming from within me, and it is something that's in there. Yeah. So it's really interesting. It almost takes the, in a way it almost takes the responsibility off, which for me relieves a little pressure, I think, in a good way of like, there's kind of a third party, and it's being used as a tool to talk about stuff. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's really interesting. That's cool.
Lovely. And you're welcome to do whatever you want with that right now. Yeah. Okay. You, anything that you need it to be. Yeah. Yeah. But there is something that like takes, again, like that low stakes, that pressure off, and that kind of, oh, well, there's an essential, like there's something that I can associate with it. It doesn't have to be like, I'm just only thinking about, this one, like one age or whatever. It's like, oh yeah, now maybe when you think of 9 and 10, like bear might come up or something, but it's not so like, it's not just that, like, oh, it's only that. And so, that kind of, like you were saying, that little barrier a little bit. Bear.
I know. Oh, look at you, Lucy, with the puns. I know. I'm going to be thinking about Care Bears all the time now. I'm like, who knew that was in there? I was more of a Furby girl myself.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, and the last one is just think, and this is actually helpful right now potentially, but there's using a card as a container. So maybe if something from even this time together, there is something that came up, they're like, I don't really know what to do with right now, or that kind of like, I'm felt a little nebulous, or I'm just confused with this one decision, whatever. And it's almost like a placeholder. It's almost like this can be held in this card. So what you can do is you just go through, pull one random card.
Okay, pulling it at random. I'm not looking at the design, right?
Right. You're pulling at random, and this card is going to hold whatever you need it to hold.
Ooh, okay. So I got the King of Pentacles, beautiful kind of flowery looking design. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, and I just see that now that it's like this, it's flowers, but when you look at it, it's actually somebody's body, like their back. Mm-hmm. And do you see that? That's super cool. I didn't notice that at first glance. That's really neat. Okay. So this is now a container for something. This is like, so this stuff will be here or something in this card or what?
Yeah. It can almost be like something that, okay, if these things come up that you just don't really know what to do with, it's like, oh, it's the card's got my back in it. That kind of like the card can hold what I need.
literally has your back because it's somebody's back. I love it.
Gosh, you are just full of it.
I love it. It just hit me how this like makes sense for me. This person is carrying around a lot of different designs on their body. That's how I feel. Again, going back to like ideas and stuff, because this is where my head has been at for a while. When I think of something, I carry it with me, but I don't necessarily use it right away. Like for example, there is a project that I'm working on right now. And part of the project is an idea that I had probably 6 years ago that I'm able to pull a little bit of that idea that I never actually did or worked on. And I'm able to incorporate it into my new project. So that's what I feel like these leaves and flowers on this person are all of the things that I've thought at one point that I might want to do. And I get to like pull them off of me and use them or put them into a bouquet, if we're kind of going with the flower analogy, as I want. And I'll collect more flowers, I'll replace flowers, I will make new bouquets. And yeah, that's kind of how I feel about this card.
Amazing. Almost like there isn't just this one time pressure. It's like, oh, it's just kind of as I need. And like for now, there's holding spot for it.
Yes. Like the holding spot for all of this is like me, on me somewhere. And I will activate it or use it when I see fit. But it's there and I can use it whenever I want, but there's no pressure to use it or activate it or talk about it or whatever right away. Yeah. Like I can do it in my own time. That's what this feels like, is like, yeah. Oh,
amazing. And that, yeah, if you chose a different card, there might be something else that comes up, but that kind of just that closing, that container, and that like, oh, in my own time, and that's good there for now, and that kind of peace. And almost if for some folks, like that kind of feeling of, oh, I don't know what to do with this. Maybe it's even at the end of a session or something. And then there's just that like, okay, this can hold that until next time, or this, there isn't like a certain amount of, like time and pressure, that kind of thing.
Love that.
Oh, but that just, that's that, so I love that, like plucking out of the to make your own bouquet. It's so magical. It's so cool.
I love that.
Kind of like when you want. Yeah, there's such choice in there.
This is so cool because like now I feel like, oh, I could frame some of these cards like as reminders. Ooh, and like, you know, now that I have like meaning attached to these cards through like how you guided me through everything, it does like give a whole new perspective to them. And I think that's so cool because, you know, I pull cards and stuff all the time, but I wouldn't have done what we did today without somebody like guiding me through this and asking questions and all that. So yeah, this was really freaking cool. And I will try to kind of emulate this for myself, but I do think there's just something so powerful about working with somebody to do this. So yeah, this was really neat. Yay. I loved it.
I loved it too. It's just so fun. Yeah. And I think that's just a thing of just, it can get so playful with it and just allow whatever questions to come up and just allowing yourself to just see whatever you need to see, but it's all coming from you. It's your internal wisdom. And then there it goes, that there's this kind of aid that also is that extra support and
that is so cool.
Exploring with you.
Yeah. I love the fact that this was kind of like a mix of everything, you know, picking something at random, looking at stuff, drawing, you know, all that stuff. Because how I use cards currently, it is a mix of, I either pick at random or I look at the designs, and it totally depends on how I feel in that moment, you know, and it's just like, whatever feels like what I need is what I do. So this was so awesome, Lucy. Well, thank you so much for guiding me through all this stuff. I love it. Thank you again to Ren for creating this gorgeous deck. And is there anything else that we didn't cover today about Oracle decks or creative expression or anything else that you'd love to share with people or leave them with?
Just having fun with it. I feel like that's one thing, like when we are in such fear or anxiety, or just our world can get kind of small. And so that feeling of like that creativity and expression, even if it's just writing down one wacky idea you had, that in itself is like, oh, what will this build into? And so that just following that and having fun with it, and it's not about the like end result or perfection or perfect deep response to something. It's all about just what is the process? What is that curiosity that I have now with this? What did I learn about myself? What is a weird way to use this? What is, and so all of that, it's like just creating those new neural pathways. And then with that, it's just making, yeah, the potential for just changes in your entire life. So it's just incredible sometimes to see like one little thing turn into this blossoming expression, and all of a sudden you feel this freedom that maybe you didn't feel before.
Yes. Oh, so good. Can you be my therapist? This has been so awesome. Where can people find you, your work, your podcast, all that good stuff?
Yeah. Well, if you enjoyed this at all, I do have a podcast, the Therapy Magic Podcast. You can find it on most platforms. And we just dig a little bit deeper into these fun creative prompts. And it can be really wonderful for therapists and healers, practitioners who want to bring a little more creativity and joy into both the business side and the just in session having fun with even the heavy stuff. And so you're absolutely welcome over there. And also there's tidbits for everyone. If you enjoyed this, this is something that, yeah, we absolutely do over there. And it's so fun. And then I have a practice in Portland, and I work with clients who experience trauma through creative expression and EMDR, and just love that. And so my practice website is perceptivecounselingpdx.com, and you are absolutely welcome to reach out for any reason.
Beautiful. Oh, Lucy, thank you so much. This was truly a pleasure connecting with you in this way. This was really awesome. I appreciate your time. I adored
it. Oh, it was so wonderful.
That was just so cool. I did not realize all the different ways you could use a deck like that. It's really got me thinking of different things that I'll use for myself, and just kind of opens a lot of things up on all the different types of therapeutic practices that are out there, which is really cool. We've talked about a lot on this podcast, like, you know, finding a therapist that you like is like dating. And sometimes you have to meet with a lot of different people to kind of find your person, but also maybe just different modalities, you know, work better for you. And you haven't kind of found that thing that really resonates with you quite yet. So thanks again to Lucy for doing the podcast. We do have an iTunes review of the episode. This is from Brit in America, and it has a little heart eyes emoji. It says, "I've just moved to the States from England, and I've been struggling a lot with getting settled and making friends, etc. I've been missing catching up with friends over a coffee, and seriously, listening to you guys is really helping me. I am so, so, so glad I've found your podcast. Thank you." Wow, Brit. Thank you so much for sharing that. I'm so sorry that you've been struggling. That is so tough, like coming to a completely new area. And also, I don't know how old you are, but making friends as an adult and making new friends is very much a challenge. It's kind of a weird thing that where like friendships as you, when you're younger can be kind of built in. And then all of a sudden it's kind of like on you to find friends and nurture relationships as you get older. So I'm glad the show's been helping you, and, you know, we're really glad that you're here. And also shout out to England. I have a lot of family over there. So that's really cool that that's where you're from. Okay, if you want to leave a review, you can by going to the iTunes app, clicking some buttons, leaving something here, and it might get read on the podcast. I also want to give a quick shout out. I think the username is like JKC at TBox or TBX or something like that, who also left a review recently. They specifically mentioned me in it. Thank you so much. Something about really resonating with me, or we're like soul sisters or twins or something like that. Thank you very much for leaving that. Really means a lot that you're resonating with all the weird shit I talk about. So kind of a fun nugget, I guess, that I can share relating to this episode is I'm actually at the very, very early beginning phases of creating my own Oracle deck. It's something that I've wanted to do for years. And I'm really just excited. I've been so inspired by all the different decks that are out there. And it just sounds like such a fun way for me personally to just kind of combine my writing and art and all that stuff into one project. So I'm really excited about that. And I will keep all of you posted if and when it is available, because who knows with me, right? I start things and then I move on to something else. And so I'll let you know. I give myself about one project a year that I do that is not related to any of like my businesses or the way that I make money. And so this is kind of like my project for right now and this year. So I'll keep you posted. All right, everybody. I'd love to have you over at DelaneyFisher.com for my other podcast. If you're interested in building and growing an unconventional career for yourself. And I think that does it. We will talk to you next time. Hope you have a great week. Thank you so much for listening to the Self Helpless Podcast. You can find our Patreon community, merch, and our individual work at selfhelplesspodcast.com. We'd be thrilled if you shared this episode with a friend, or feel free to post it on Instagram and tag at Self Helpless Podcast so we can repost you and say thank you.